This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden promised Thursday the United States will sharply increase its engagement around the world during his White House tenure, ending what he contended was, quote, 4 years of neglect and abuse, end quote, of foreign relations by former President Donald Trump. Mr. Biden declared at the State Department in his first major foreign policy address as president, quote, American alliances are our greatest assets, end quote. He called for Yemen's warring factions to end their conflict, but experts said Friday that a real solution appears out of reach. The grinding six-year war in Yemen has killed tens of thousands and left millions with nowhere to live, triggering what the United Nations calls the world's worst humanitarian disaster. An advisor to Donald Trump says the former president will not testify under oath in next week's Senate impeachment trial. AP's Jackie Quinn.
House impeachment managers want to get Donald Trump on the record discussing his role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol that left five people dead, since his lawyers refute that he incited insurrection. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Most powerful evidence, his own words incriminate him.
Trump allies like Senator Lindsey Graham call the offer to testify a stunt.
It's just a nightmare for the country to do this. You know, this is just a political showboat move.
Trump advisor Jason Miller contends the Senate trial, which starts Tuesday, is an unconstitutional proceeding because Trump is no longer in office. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A fiercely divided U.S. House of Representatives tossed Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene off both her committees Thursday, an unprecedented punishment that Democrats said she'd earned by spreading hateful and violent conspiracy theories. From Washington, this is VOA News.